that's good singing all the way around. I don't care where you're from. That's just good and a blessing from on high. And so I thank the Lord and bless the Lord for that. Take your Bible, if you will, please. And we'll be looking over there in the book of 1 Peter tonight, in 1 Peter chapter 1. And as we look there in the chapter there, is that all right? Yeah. 1 Peter in chapter number 1. If you find the place and you're able to stand, we're going to take a look at a few verses right there real quickly. In verse number 14, we'll begin there. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to your former lust and your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb, without blemish, without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, hath raised him from the dead, gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing then you've purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another. And he says, with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we thank you for the good gospel singing that already we've enjoyed together. And Lord, we praise you and thank you, thou art God, from everlasting to everlasting, and beside thee there's none else. Now bless, I pray, save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it, amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight for just a few minutes. And by the way, it won't take me long. I had a preacher tell me one time, said, I just can't preach in a few minutes. Really? That means you ain't never preached on the radio. If you're preaching on the radio, they'll cut you off whenever it's all done. It won't be like the guy that preached everything he knew, and then finally he got so excited, knocked a vase off, hit a guy on the front row, fell down in the, and he just kept right on a preaching. And somebody eased up to him and said, hey, dear brother, are you okay? And he said, no, I can still hear him. Hit me again. I like to tell that every now and again. I want to preach about faith and fashion and the family of God. I begin to look into this Bible passage that we're looking at right here, and you'll find out that what God does gives the price of redemption. You know what's wrong with the average Baptist? I'm not talking about the rest of the world. I'm talking about the average Baptist. They don't know what the price of redemption is. Ask them, if you're saved and died today, would they go to heaven? Well, I guess all two I'm a member of. I didn't ask you where your denomination was. I'm asking you about your destination. I'm asking you, if you died tonight, would you go to heaven? You know, I look around at all these boys and girls, and you brought them, and it's good. And that's commendable to all you mamas and daddies and all of you who ever brought one of these kids. If you and I don't care enough to bring them to the house of God, who's going to? See, in this lesson that we're looking at, the price of redemption, there's not enough money in the world to pay God a ransom. There's not enough gold. There's not enough silver. There's not enough money or possession in the world to satisfy God. We were redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that takes away the sin of the world. I want to say to you that when you begin to look into this lesson that's here, you know, that didn't catch God by surprise, did it? Do you realize, though, that we read in the text here tonight, In fact, is over there in chapter, in the same chapter, chapter 1, in verse number 3, he talks about being the blessed God and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Talked about the resurrection of Christ in that passage there. And not only that, but in the passages that we've read tonight, he talked about believing in a resurrected Lord, a resurrected Savior. Do you recognize and realize and know that before the foundation of the world, God already had it planned, because he knew man was going to be a sinner. Man, somebody asked one time, there's a liberal woman, and she got in an argument with a preacher, an old preacher. And of course, you know, naturally he was worn and tattered, and it looked like, you know, his old clothes didn't fit him good anymore and so forth and on. And she was just browbeating him to death. And she finally said, I want to tell you something. If it hadn't been for us women, preacher, where in the name of God do you think you'd be? She said, he said, in the Garden of Eden, sister. In the garden. Now, we realize, no, that he was just messing with her. Because I'm confident that sooner or later, one of them was going to mess up. You know where you'd be if Adam and Eve hadn't sinned? You know where you'd be tonight? You'd be the sinner. And you'd be able to get what we justly deserve, and that's a place in the bottomless pit, the lake of fire, where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. We deserve to go straight to hell, not pass go, not be able to collect $200. I'll tell you what the reason why is that you and I can be born again and miss hell and make heaven is because of the fact that Jesus Christ, over 2,000 years ago, stretched his hands out, bowed his head, said it's finished, and paid for redemption full and free for you and I and whosoever that will believe in him. I want to say that when you begin to look into this Bible lesson that's here, you'll find that we were redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. And it was long before. You remember reading Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Remember that? And the earth was without form. Remember that? Well, let me tell you, this was in the mind of God before that even happened. There wasn't no earth, there wasn't no man, there wasn't anybody. Listen, God had it planned that if you're going to miss hell and make heaven, it'll be in his Son through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Make no mistake about it, I'm glad to know him in the free pardon of sin. You know the reason why we're able to get in, don't you? The mercy of God. I'm not going to hell because of the grace and mercy of God. See, grace keeps me from going to hell that I deserve, and you'll find, mercy keeps me from going to hell that I deserve. Grace lets me go to heaven that I don't deserve. And if you're here tonight and you're saved, it's been by the grace of God and by the mercy of God that's been bestowed upon you. Number two in the lesson, I want to say that not only the price of redemption is the precious blood that was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but I want to remind you that, if you will, that in the passages that we've read, life is short. You know, I can't believe it. I stand now and I'm looking in a mirror. I looked in a mirror and seen an old man before I came to church tonight. He must be at least 73. And it seems like but yesterday that I was but a young man saying I do to my wife and I do back and this and that. I want to tell you something, is that you'd be surprised how 50-something years will pass you up in a hurry. Be surprised on that. I mean, I remember back before Brother Eddie became a champion dunker, you know, and dunking a basketball. And no, I'm just messing with him. And here he is, fixing to be 87. What a blessing that it is. You know, I was thinking about these kids that were out there and they was playing. Brother Mark came up with some kind of a dunking machine, you know. Not a dunking donut, but a dunk. What do they call that? Dunking machine, huh? A dunking booth. There you go. Sort of like John Wilts. A dunking booth. And I thought, you know, that'd be handy to be able to have up in the pulpit if a preacher got too long, instead of shouting amen, dunking. Yeah, I've done that 4 or 5 people recommend it. That's not nice. That wasn't even funny. I want to say to you that if you will, when you begin to look into the Bible, you recognize and realize and know that all of us, the ground's leveled at Calvary, and all of us have one need, and that is the need to be born again into the family of God. If you're not born again, you can't be born again. You ought to come as an empty-handed beggar and confess Christ as your Lord and Savior. And let me tell you something, He'll save your soul. God can reach farther down than you and I will ever be able to reach up. I was thinking about it in the passages, is that we've learned here that life is short. You know what He said? Life's like the grass. It's like a flower that today is, tomorrow it's gone. Do you realize and know that it's passing quickly? That's the reason I told you about the old man I saw in the mirror. I bet you've guessed it, it's me. And let me tell you right now, time is moving quickly along. And let me tell you, one of these days, it's going to come time for me to pass off this scene, pass from this life unto the eternal life that God's already given me and promised. I got to say to you, make no mistake about it, that life is short, but in death is sure. And if you don't know Him in the free pardon of sin, you say, well, preacher, how will I know? Do you realize there's no such thing as a child being born again into the family of God without being obedient to the Word of God? Do you know that? Fact is, there's a passage over there, I believe it's in the book of 2 Timothy, and you'll find out is that whenever he talks about fighting a good fight and finishing the course and this and that, but notice, if you will, please, and where was it? 2 John, is that when the Bible said that he that saith that I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth's not in him. Over in John 14, the Bible said, Jesus said, here's how you can tell, St. John 14, here's how you can tell that if a person knows the Lord, if a person loves me, Jesus said, he'll keep my sayings. Yes, but he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. I can tell you right up front when you begin to look into this Bible lesson, life is short here physically. But let me say, everlasting life will last forever and forever. You know, every time I hear these boys and girls singing, it does my heart good. I mean, nearly everybody you're seeing here tonight, I was there when they was being born into the world. Some of you have already gotten born again. I got to say to you that, if you will, that it's been a joy and a privilege to be able to know you and to sit at your feet when you're singing and testifying. And whenever you're praising the name of the Lord, it's a blessing and a privilege to serve God with you. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad God's in the forgiving business. You know, I read over there earlier today that if God were to mark iniquities, not one of us could stand. Aren't you glad God's in the forgiving business? I don't care what your past has been, your future can be white as snow if you've come as an empty-handed beggar unto the Lord Jesus Christ. As we get ready to close tonight, I want to say to you, the Bible said the grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. I'm glad to know that it's not just a dead run through the routine thing of a, you know. I'm glad to know that when God does something, it'll put life in you, everlasting life in you. It'll put a little pizzazz in your step. It'll cause you to want to worship Him in spirit and in truth. You know, every now and again, I was talking to a man the other day, and he said, is it Sunday again? Oh, my word, have we got to go to church again? Okay, it was me looking in that same mirror. Oh, the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak, isn't it? That's the reason why so many men, if they possibly can, send their wives. And honey, I just don't think I'm going to be able to. I mean, I may get up after a while and go to town or go fishing or do whatever else, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to go this morning. Then it ain't long she gets in on that. What if there's anybody could come by with a bus and pick our kids up and bring them and me and you? I can tell you this, every time I finally get up and muster enough courage, my wife finally says, you better get up, you better get on up. I know what you're thinking. She ought to set an alarm. She did. I slept through that. You better get on up. It'll be time to go. I'm going to tell you, even my worst day when I'm dragging around getting ready, after I come down to the house of God,
yes, sir.
I may hear somebody like old Brother Mark get up and teach the lesson, give his testimony, put the shout on. Makes me glad I didn't lay up and lay in the bed, but I got to come up to the house of God and hear what thus saith the Lord. If you're not saved tonight, you're missing the very best that you'll ever be able to receive from God in this life. And more than that, you're going to miss life throughout all the ages to come in eternity. You know, people notice, don't they? I mean, they do. They do notice. And I can tell you right now, your children notice. You're laying around just hitchhiking on God. You don't want to be remembered like that. I want to say, as we think about it, faith comes from God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. The fashion's going to come and go, rise and fall, it's going to change. You remember years ago, whenever I was a kid growing up, they came out, and of course, you know, they came out with what's called the miniskirt. Remember that era? Boy, I'm telling you the truth. You talk about just some eye-catching. You know who invented the miniskirt? Seymour Heine. I'm sorry, every now and again I get carried away. You ain't got to see much. If you're a red-blooded American man, don't act all pious like, yeah, I'm not ever going to look. Yeah, I bet you're not. I bet you don't. Especially if your wife's anywhere around. I don't mean you got to look and lust and slobber and howl like a dog or nothing. You got to finally remember that this flesh we live in ought to be controlled by he that lives on the inside of us. And that's the Holy Spirit of the Lord. I wonder tonight, aren't you glad to be able to know him in the free pardon of sin? I hear those four gals there, and I don't know what the name of the group is. If they even got a name, I call them the Abigail Quartet, but that'll do till they can give me something newer. I'm going to tell you right now, if I don't just put some shout in you and make you want to go to heaven, you need something fixed deep down in your heart. It just is. I like to hear good gospel singing because it gets me ready to be able to hear the message of God. Amen. Now, I got 4 minutes before 8 o'clock. Y'all didn't think I could do it, did you? Oh, you're just getting ready to say, dunking, dunking. But you don't have to say dunking because I'm done. Now, turnabout's fair play. Wouldn't that be something if I had me a lever to where all of you could be dunked? It's not nearly as funny on that end, is it? Do you know him? Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. Our Father, I want to say thank you for loving us while we were unlovable. And we thank you and praise you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the word of God you've given us, for the Spirit of God to lead and guide and direct us into all the truth. Thy word is truth. There may be a man, woman, a boy, a girl. You've been knocking on their heart's door. Then, Lord, I pray you'll keep doing that until they open by faith and receive you in the free pardon of sin. Bless every family represented here tonight. Be with those that could not be. Save the lost. Lift up the downhearted. Set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.